ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। श्रृण्वतां स्वकथा कृष्ण पुण्यश्रवण कीर्तन हृदयंतस्थोय भद्राणी विधुनोति सुहृत्सताम्।
हरे कृष्ण। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 69। Chapter is entitled Narad Visits Krishna's Palaces, verses 19 to 22. So verse number 19 is on the board.
Tatonyad avishad geham Krishna patnyasa naradaha योगेश्वरेश्वरस्यांगा योगमाया विवित्सया। ततोऽन्यद् आविशद् गेहम् कृष्णपत्न्याः स नारदः योगेश्वरेश्वरस्यांगा योगमाया विवित्सया। ततोऽन्यद् आविशद् गेहम् कृष्णपत्न्याः स नारदः योगेश्वरेश्वरस्यांगा योगमाया विवित्सया। स्यांग योगमाया विवित्सया। तदोन्यद् आविशद् गेहम् कृष्णपत्न्याः स नारदः योगेश्वरेश्वरस्यांग योगमाया विवत्सया।
Matajis,
Tadanyad avishad geham Krishna vatnyasa naradaha Yogeshwareshwarasyanga Yogamaya vivitsaya.
Word to word translation. Tataha, then. Anyat, another. Avishat, entered. Geham, residence. Krishna patnyaha, of a wife of Lord Krishna. Saha, he. Naradaha, Narad Muni. Yoga Ishvara, of the masters of mystic power. Ishvarasya, of the supreme master. Anga, my dear king, yoga maya, the spiritual power of bewilderment, vivitsaya, with the desire of knowing. Translation. Narad then entered the palace of another of Lord Krishna's wives, my dear king. He was eager to witness the spiritual potency possessed by the master of all masters of mystic power. Translation of text 20-22. There he saw the Lord playing at dice with his beloved consort and his friend Uddhav. Lord Krishna worshipped Narad by standing up, offering him a seat and so on, and then, as if he did not know, asked him, "When did you arrive? What can needy persons like us do for those who are full in themselves? In any case, my dear Brahman, please make my life auspicious." Thus addressed, Narad was astonished. He simply stood up silently and went to another palace. Purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. In Krishna, Srila Prabhupada explains that when Narad arrived at the second palace, Lord Krishna acted as if he did not know what had happened in the palace of Rukmini. Narad understood that Lord Krishna was simultaneously present in both palaces, performing different activities. So, he simply left the palace silently in great astonishment over the Lord's activities. Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. It is said that a good picture can speak 1,000 words. So there is this beautiful sketch of the pastime which was discussed yesterday and which is going to happen from today. So this is a very good picture. We can understand the pastime, and 1,000 words or so will follow. I don't feel sufficiently qualified to sit here and speak, because there are many wonderful devotees who have much more realization and practice what they speak. But this is a good opportunity to get purified. So I seek blessings of all the devotees present here so that I can speak something in glorification of the Lord and for my purification. And if something pleases all of you, then that is bonus for me. So, as explained in the last few days, all the speakers, they have described the summary of what activities have happened till the verse when they speak. So I'll follow the suit. And I'll try to give the summary of the whole chapter, what actually happened. So we see there are 45 verses in this chapter. So from verse number 1 to 12, Shukdev Goswami describes to Parikshit Maharaj that how Narad Muni was inquisitive, curious to know what Lord Krishna, how he was conducting his affairs with 16,108 queens in as many palaces in Dwarka. And then these 12 verses describe very in great detail the beauty and exquisite opulence of Dwarka city, the streets and lanes, the palaces, and also the palaces of these queens. In verse number 13, Narad Muni enters Rukmini's palace, the chief of all the queens of Lord Krishna. Verse number 14 to 16 describe how Lord Krishna, as soon as he sees Narad Muni, he displays the wonderful example of guest reception that he gave to Narad Muni. So he got up from the seat, he offered seat to Narad Muni, washed his feet, sprinkled the Charnamrit on his head, and then also spoke very pleasing words. And in verses 17 to 18, 18 was yesterday, Narad Muni glorifies the Lord and he offers prayers and also asks benediction that he may always remember the Lord whenever he travels. Verse number 19, which is today, till 37, describes how Narad Muni visits different palaces of the queens, the different queens, you know, 16,108 queens. And he observes unique activities of the Lord in all these different palaces. So in these few 12 or 14 verses, Shukdev Goswami describes in great detail various activities of the Lord. Actually not great detail, just briefly mentions what Krishna was doing. And then verse number 38 and 39, Narad Muni expresses his satisfaction and he asks leave of Lord Krishna. And says that, give me leave so that I may go around the world and glorify your activities. And then verse number 40, Lord Krishna gives advice to Narad Muni and also gives benediction. Verse number 41 to 44, Shukdev Goswami summarizes the whole chapter, the pastime that took place. And verse number 45, the last verse, Shukdev Goswami gives a benediction to all those who hear this pastime. And also those who speak, that they will develop devotion to Lord Krishna. So if done with faith, then you know we will see the result. So in the verse today, which is on the board, an important word which appears is vivitsaya. The translation is with desire of knowing. Basically, with great curiosity, Narad Muni came to Dwarka to witness the wonderful activities of Lord Krishna, and especially how he was faring in his household affairs with so many queens. So, first verse says that he was astonished, he was curious that how Lord Krishna in a single body, and he married so many queens, and how he was conducting the affairs. So it is out of curiosity that Narad Muni came to Dwarka. There is a popular saying in English, curiosity killed the cat. So the meaning is that being inquisitive about others' affairs may get one into trouble. So we heard few classes back some devotees also asking that question, that what is the business of a renunciant trying to, you know what are the affairs of householder, and what is the business of the renunciant to speak about that, Shukdev Goswami. But he describes in great detail. So is curiosity good or bad? So, some before I came here, some devotees predicted what I am going to speak. So, to satisfy them, I'll speak what they predicted. So, there is a nice story which appears in Panchatantra. So, Panchatantra is a writing which is the aim is to, you know, bring virtue, morality, and also common sense in the general populace, which is based on Shastras. And there are many quotations from different Puranas, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and other writings of sages like, you know, Shukracharya and Brihaspati, like that, who are knowers of morality and ethics. So, in fact, in one of the verses, Nectar of Instruction, the verse Dadati Prati Grahanati. So this verse is coming from Panchatantra. So, you know, the Panchatantra, it starts, the first story is about a curious monkey. So you must have heard this story when we were children, that how a monkey, so there is a site of developing temple construction, and some carpenters are cutting a log of wood, and then there is a break, lunch break. So half of the log is cut. So then to keep the two halves separated, so that the next, when they start working, they start from that point. So they put a small stopper of wooden stopper. So the two halves are separated and there is a wooden stopper. And then, as the nature of the monkey, some monkeys, they come there, and fatefully for a monkey, by dictated by its nature, it sits on that log of wood. And then he starts playing, fidgeting with the stopper. And then removes the stopper. And then, you know, that was his fateful end. You know, vital organ gets smashed and he dies out of pain. So, the verse, it says, avyapareshu vyaparam yo narah kartum icchati sa eva nidhanam yati kilot pati vavanarah. That if a person tries to know, or, you know, basically we say that mind your own business. So wherever a person is not supposed to do something, and if he is just avyapareshu vyaparam, yo narah kartum icchati, whatever is not your duty or whatever is not your business, and if you just meddle in that, then it will certainly lead to ruination. So then the question arises, then what is the business? What is the business of devotee? Because we see that our daily life that we live, we all are curious. As Srila Prabhupada mentions in one of the small books, I don't remember the name, he says that everyone is asking questions. Everyone is curious to know things. Even the birds and the animals, they are asking so many questions. But what is the actual question that a human being should be asking? Who am I? And that is the thing which actually differentiates a human being from animals. So curiosity is there, but then what kind of curiosity one should cultivate? So Hari Bhakti Vilas, in 10th Vilas, there is a very nice verse. It says, Tatha Vaishnava Dharmascha Kriyamanan Api Svayam Samprichet Tadvidam Sadhun Anyonya Priti Vriddhaye. It mentions that although one may personally be engaged in executing Vaishnava Dharma, to increase his love, he should make inquiries from like-minded devotees. And what are these inquiries? These inquiries are basically about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To know more about Lord Krishna's qualities, Lord Krishna's form, his names, his activities, and to glorify the Lord. So that is the business of devotees, that to inquire from each other, as Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that what is that verse? Machitta madgada prana bodhayantascha parasparam parasparam. Each other, they remind each other about Lord Krishna. So that is the real business of the devotees. And here in this verse, the present verse that we are reading, Narad Muni is also having that curiosity. And what is that curiosity? Yoga Maya Vivitsaya. He was curious to know about the spiritual potency of the Lord through which he was conducting his affairs. So he was curious to know the spiritual potency of the Lord. Yoga Maya Vivitsaya. Now one may ask a question, that Narad Muni, he is a great acharya, and you know, Lord Krishna gave the knowledge to Lord Brahma, and then the first disciple of Lord Brahma is Narad Muni. So he is Vidvat, he knows the conclusions of all the Vedas. So does he know about Lord Krishna and his spiritual potency? In fact, in Srimad Bhagavatam itself, in the 37th chapter, which is entitled Killing of Demon Kesi and Vyomasur, so after Kesi was killed by Lord Krishna, so Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes that Kesi was killed early in the morning, and as soon as Kesi was killed, Narad Muni arrives in Vrindavan, and then he approaches Lord Krishna in a solitary place, and then he starts speaking to Lord Krishna the future activities which the Lord is going to perform. And he starts with, what I am going to see, witness 2 days from now, that you will go to Mathura, you will kill Chanur, Mushtik, Kamsa, and so on. He starts describing in so many verses. And that is the time when Lord Krishna, acharyas describe, he was around 10 years, 5 months, something like that. And he describes all the activities of the Lord briefly, mentioning, you know, the different pastimes of the Lord in one or two words, till Lord Krishna is on the battlefield as a charioteer of Arjun, and he speaks Bhagavad Gita and also orchestrates the destruction of all the unrighteous kings. That is the time when Lord was 125 years old, we hear from acharyas. So in that few verses, few minutes or hours that he spent in Vrindavan, he described a century of pastimes of the Lord. So one may ask, does Narad Muni not know? In fact, he also describes that you will kill Bhaumasur and marry so many maidens. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in the commentary when of this verses of chapter 37, he mentions that Narad Muni actually is saying that I know the sequence of your pastimes, which I have witnessed in your earlier descents, you know, different kalpas, and this is just an outline, and you know, details may vary. So now it is justified that Narad Muni is curious of what is actually happening. So this is, as I was just referring to the notes of Bhaktivedanta Vidyapeet, so they mention the timeline of Lord Krishna's, you know, activities. So this is somewhere around 75 years of his pastimes on the earthly plane. So after a half a century, and Narad Muni is curious what is actually happening. So he comes there, he wanted to know and witness how Lord is actually managing his affairs in all these 16,108 palaces. So Narad Muni was aware, but then he wanted to know the details, and so he comes here. there is a verse which mentions that Daive Tirthe Duje Mantre Daivagya Bhishaje Guru Yadrushi Bhavana Yasya Siddhir Bhavati Tadrushi. It means that a person will achieve perfection and fulfillment while approaching the Supreme Personality of Godhead, a holy place, a priest, a Brahman priest, the mantra, and an astrologer, a doctor or medicine, and guru, based on what kind of faith that person has. Yadrushi bhavana yasya siddhir bhavati tadrushi. So here we see Narad Muni is having that firm faith that, you know, Lord Krishna, he is acting under Yoga Maya, not Mahamaya. He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He may be acting like a human being, but he is not a human being. So he has that faith. And when he approaches and he sees, witnesses all these different pastimes of the Lord, that increases his ecstasy, that increases his pleasure, and, you know, even desire to know and witness the Lord's activities more. So in the present verse today, Narad Muni is arriving in the second palace, which is, as Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes in Shararta Darshini, this is the palace of Satyabhama. And Lord Krishna is sitting with his queen, and Uddhav, his dear friend, is also present, and they are playing. And witnessing this, then Narad Muni becomes even more inquisitive, that in first palace, Lord Krishna was sitting with his wife Rukmini Devi, and he welcomed him, and here he is playing, and Uddhav is there. So what is happening in other palaces? And it is interesting that when Lord Krishna sees Narad Muni, he speaks that, oh, when did you arrive? As if, you know, he is coming for the first time. And what can we persons who are always in need do for you who are always fulfilled? And so he speaks like that. And Sukhdeva Goswami, he describes that when Narad Muni arrived, so Lord Krishna pratyutthanasanadibhi, so he received, he himself got up from the seat, and he offered seat asanadibhi. That means he did all those activities which he did in the first palace of Rukmini, which is described in verses 14 to 16. That is, he received Lord Narad Muni, he made him sit on the asana, he washed his feet and sprinkled water on his head, and inquired, spoke gentle words. So when Sukhdeva Goswami mentions here asana adibhi, all these activities were done by Krishna without fail in each and every palace wherever he saw Narad Muni. So Narad Muni was astonished that how come, you know, Krishna is behaving as if, you know, I am coming for the first time. So that increased his inquisitiveness and also great pleasure. So here we see when Lord Krishna asks these things, questions, what can I do for you? Narad Muni is speechless. He just gets up and leaves. So we find that those who don't have faith, they will never be able to appreciate the activities of the Lord. And as we mentioned, the other seven things, you know, the Lord, the holy place, the Brahman, mantra, and like that. So we see Shishupal, he was a relative of Lord Krishna, he was his cousin, and he also knew all these activities of the Lord, but he did not have faith. Rather, he had envy towards the Lord, and he could only find faults with the Lord. So, based on our faith, Lord Krishna reciprocates. And his activities will either purify us or will make us become more offensive. So, from the activities of Lord Krishna also we see that he is very exemplary. In fact, later in the verse number 40, as we mentioned, Lord Krishna says that all these activities I am doing because, you know, I have to set an example. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in that commentary, he mentions that Lord Krishna is saying that when you came to Vrindavan, I could not do anything, I did not do anything for you. You spoke all those pastimes that I am going to perform, but I did not do anything for you. So now I have the opportunity, so that's why I have done, also to set an example. So, generally the tendency in the material world is that whatever activity is done over and over again, it becomes mechanical. And then it becomes dry. And there is no interest that, you know, while doing that activity. But here we see, Narad Muni visited 16,108 palaces, and all those 16,108 palaces, Lord Krishna received him in the same way. And always very enthusiastically. So that is how Lord Krishna, from his activities, he is describing that we are also doing many things repetitively over and over again, and we see the same Vaishnavas every day, and we feel, theek hai, you know, but, you know, Lord Krishna is teaching that the same kind of respect we should have towards the Vaishnavas, towards the chanting of the holy name, which we do every day. It becomes mechanical, but then we have to keep bringing the right consciousness again and again. And when Narad Muni, as you mentioned, when he witnessed these activities of the Lord, he was astonished. And he could understand that Lord Krishna has expanded is in as many forms, in as many palaces. And that's why his activities in different palaces are unique. They are not same as earlier palace which he visited. So, this also gives a great hope for a sadhaka that Lord is uniquely, personally and individually available to each and every one of us and is capable to reciprocate with each and every living being and based on the desire and the prayers that we have. And we actually see that. Sometimes, because of our mundane thinking, we feel that the Lord or Guru is favorable to some person and not favorable to another, or the Lord is only with one particular, you know, especially if we are dressing the deities. So we may feel like that, you know, only this person does this seva and like that. But that is not the case. And similarly, we may feel in terms of Guru. But actually, it is based on our desire. If we have that strong desire, we can feel the reciprocation coming from the Lord and even the Guru. So there is a great hope that if we have the right kind of attitude and if we have the right kind of disposition, then Lord Krishna is capable of reciprocating with each and every one of us, as Narad Muni witnessed in all these 16,000 palaces. Srimad Bhagavatam later will describe in 12th canto how there was another rishi, just as Narad Rishi here was inquisitive to know the yoga maya vivitsaya, to witness the yoga maya potency of the Lord. There was another rishi. The description comes in 12th canto 9th chapter of Markandeya Rishi. And he also questions the Lord that I want to witness the power of your material nature, Mahamaya potency. And when he expresses this curiosity, Lord Krishna, he gently smiles and he asks, are you sure? And he says, yes, yes, I want to know what is the potency of Mahamaya. And then, you know, there is a great description which we will not go into, which you can read starting from 12th canto, 9th chapter, that how Lord Krishna, he exhibited the Mahamaya potency of himself, and Markandeya Rishi had a great experience. And he was thoroughly bewildered by the external potency of the Lord. So here we see Yogamaya potency brings astonishment in the devotee, and it increases appreciation and attachment to the Lord. And from the experience of Markandeya Rishi, although he was also a very faithful devotee, so at the end he very well appreciated what is the potency of the Lord. But then Lord of time went away. He experienced so many yugas and, you know, so many cycles of creation and annihilation. So it is always the choice of ours that whether we cannot kill the curiosity, that will be always there. But what are we curious to know? Are we curious to know the Lord's activities in his internal potency, or are we curious to know the activities that are in this world going on, which are under the purview of Mahamaya? And based on the choice, then we experience either ecstasy and spiritual fulfillment, or we experience bewilderment. Finally, of course, Markandeya Rishi was favored by the Lord, he saw the Lord, and then again regained his position as before. So also, if we choose to experience the bewildering Mahamaya potency, then we will suffer repeated birth and death. And before finally we again come to our senses and engage in the devotional service of the Lord. So only difference is a long time will pass. So as often in the purports of Srila Prabhupada, he writes that therefore an intelligent devotee should not be bothered by the activities which are performed in the purview of material energy, but should be fixed up in always hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, and hence be situated in transcendental platform, so that while practicing Krishna consciousness in this lifetime, we may remember the names, qualities and pastimes of the Lord at the time of death, and can have a chance to go back home, back to Godhead in this lifetime. So, as Krishna says that there is no loss for those who are on this path, but then only difficulty is that there may be so many lifetimes, which we don't know how many lifetimes. So, it's a choice that individually we all have with us, and based on our choice we experience. Choice is influenced, and in the 11th canto, while Lord Krishna is speaking to Uddhav before Lord Krishna leaves this planet, so various different aspects of knowledge Lord Krishna is speaking, and he also speaks about the realization of Aila, that is Pururava, King Pururava, that how he also was very much attached to know and to experience the material nature, which, as Lord Kapila describes to his mother Devahuti, that it is fully manifest. The material nature is fully manifest in the form of opposite gender, so that is equally applicable to both the genders. So Puranjan was attached to experience the material energy. And then in the 11th canto 26th chapter he describes his realizations, and then he concludes and gives advice to all those who are hearing that tato dussangam utsrujyet satsu sajjet buddhiman sant evasya chindanti manovyasangam uktibhi. He says, therefore an intelligent person should reject all bad association and take to the association of saintly devotees, because their words can cut off the excessive attachment of mind, of one's mind. Manovyasanga muktivi. So the choice is influenced by the association we have, and if we use our intelligence and always remain an association of devotees, then there is a good chance that we may forget, but a fellow devotee will remind us of Krishna. And we see that for that reason Srila Prabhupada has very kindly and mercifully given this facility of this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, that he at a ripe age of 70 years took all the troubles which we can't even imagine, and he went to Western countries without any support and without any plan of what will happen. But he had that firm faith in the Lord, and he acted like a humble instrument of the Lord. And because of his great compassion, we have this wonderful society, which is society of devotees who are striving to be Krishna conscious. And so, you know, this year we are celebrating the 50th anniversary of his going to America to spread this message of Krishna consciousness, as is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. And we are very fortunate. I can say about myself that I did not have any desire to become a devotee. But, and you know, many of you may have also similar experience, but it is because of some devotee whom we came in touch with. In my case, my elder brother. But in many of our cases, you know, through book or just a casual meeting somewhere. So it is because of this association of devotees, so much real welfare work is actually going on. That is on the spiritual platform. So association of devotees is very important. And in association of devotees, this association of devotees was actually created by Srila Prabhupada, although he was alone. But that was only because he had that firm faith in the holy names of the Lord. So this week we are also celebrating the World Holy Name Week. So it is a good opportunity that we take the benefit of the gift that Srila Prabhupada has given in the form of this society of devotees, that we may never leave the association of devotees. Association of devotees is very purifying, because, you know, the holy name, you know, we may chant the way we want, but the devotees don't reciprocate the way we want. And that is how, you know, as Lord Krishna is speaking, mano vyasanga mukti bhi. So they don't speak to satisfy your mind, they speak for the welfare of the devotees. So that is the most important aspect of this Krishna consciousness movement. In fact, in one of the purports in, I think, 4th canto, Srila Prabhupada says that if any person thinks that he can be Krishna consciousness conscious without association of devotees, then he says that is simply hallucination, that is crazy thought. So we are very fortunate that we have such wonderful association of devotees here in this temple and all over the world. We see that wonderful devotees from London have come, 9 devotees. So it's a great opportunity to, you know, take association and to, you know, reciprocate with each other and relish Krishna consciousness. So we can express our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada by honoring the gifts that we have been given, the association of devotees and the holy name, and then we can be sure that we can achieve perfection. When, that we don't know, but we'll be on the path of perfection. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. There are 5 minutes and I fear to ask questions, but if anyone has any comment, then they can give a comment. Hare Krishna. Mike.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Very nice class, thank you. In this particular verse that is being described, followed by the verse that is on the board, I think it is verse number 9, 20 and 20, 21 and 22. At the end, it is said that Sa tu vismitaha uttaya tushnim anyad agat griham. Naradji was astonished and he silently left to another palace. So the question that comes to my mind is, Krishna was so humble, so sweet to Naradji. Generally, when somebody is extremely humble and sweet, you normally expect some kind of a reaction rather than just leaving. It apparently looks like it's a little rude. I'm sorry, I cannot make a comment like that for Sri Naradji, but this thought comes to mind. If you can kindly clarify. Thank you.
This is a comment or a question?
It's a question, Prabhu.
So, in the same translation, the second line it says, Lord Krishna worshipped Narad by standing up, offering him a seat, and so on. And then, as if he did not know, asked him. So, in the previous verse number 17 and 18, Narad Muni has expressed his mind. I'll read the translations. Sri Narad Muni said, O Almighty Lord, it is no surprise that you, the ruler of all worlds, show friendship to all people and yet subdue the envious. As we well know, you descend by your sweet will in order to bestow the highest good on this universe by maintaining and protecting it. Thus, your glories are widely sung. Now I have seen your feet, which grant liberation to your devotees, which even Lord Brahma and other great personalities of unfathomable intelligence can only meditate upon within their hearts, and which those who have fallen into the well of material existence resort to for deliverance. Please favor me so that I may constantly think of you as I travel about. Please grant me the power to remember you. So, Narad Muni has expressed his heart, he has expressed his prayers to the Lord, and he took leave from there. So, the only difference here in this pastime is Narad Muni is one, and Lord Krishna is manifesting in so many different palaces, although he is also one. So, Narad Muni, when he has expressed this prayer, so Lord Krishna in all these palaces, he knows what is that prayer. So, you know, rather than repeating, he just went to the other palace. What he is doing at this time? What he is doing in the other palace at this time? So, it mentions here that Narad Muni was astonished, thinking, "Arey, Krishna is behaving in a way that he does not know that I am just coming from Rukmini's palace." So he is astonished with that and he just left silently to another palace. So the verse does not describe what happened next, but we can sufficiently guess that Lord Krishna must have given a good smile. That so you experience the yoga maya. So, and later, you know, in verse number 40, as I have mentioned, Lord Krishna speaks, the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O Brahman, I am the speaker of religion, its performer and sanctioner. I observe religious principles to teach them to the world. And then he says, my child, so do not be disturbed. So, in the commentary to this verse, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur mentions that I washed your feet in all these palaces, and he also, you know, allowed that because he knows that Lord Krishna at this time, he is manifesting these pastimes in the form of a human being to set the right example for the humanity of how one should receive a guest, all the more a transcendentalist of the stature of Narad Muni. So just to set that kind of example, Lord Krishna is, you know, acting in that way. So he says that you don't feel that, you know, I am doing this kind of things, you know, so don't get bewildered, don't get disturbed that I kind of washed your feet. And Narad Muni also knows that it is just to set a right kind of example. So, you know, this is what I could think, that it is, it may not be correctly said that Narad Muni is rude, but he just was very curious to know what Lord Krishna is doing, and that too 16,108 palaces. You know, it takes a lot of time to go to each and every palace for a single person. So this is what, with my tiny intelligence, I think, I don't know whether you are satisfied with this answer. So I can, yes, you see, it is like getting stunned, so you know what you do, it no words come out, so like that. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Narad Muni ki jai.